The Zen of Gentlemen podcast is brought to you by Beastly Beard Care, a company based in Woodstock, Illinois. Now let's get real for a second, gentlemen. No one, including your lady, likes an inchy, coarse, or shaggy beard. And what Beastly Beard Care does is provide superior quality beard products made in small batches that will promote healthy growth, soften, and give that beard a remarkable shine that you will love. And did I mention it'll smell great in the process? Hurry over to facebook.com/beastlybeardcare, and once you're there, give them a like and follow the link to their website so you can see for yourself all the great products that they offer. Now, when you go to checkout, add the promo code FREESHIP, and we'll take care of the shipping costs for you. We're also brought to you by Armstrong's All Natural, a company based in Brooklyn, New York, that has been making the highest quality leather care and skin conditioning products since 2014. They carry a large assortment of salves, waxes, and balms to keep you and the things that work hard for you in perfect running condition. They keep production environmentally friendly by sourcing only natural ingredients from local family farms that use sustainable farming practices in order to produce the purest handcrafted artisanal products. Everything they do is designed to give you, the consumer, the best buying experience possible, even down to the packaging that is recyclable or compostable. Now, it's very easy to find them on Instagram. Just search Instagram in the search bar for Armstrong's All Natural or visit their website at armstrongsallnatural.com. Now, when you get over there, use the code word Zen at the checkout and receive 15% off your entire order. Now, one more time, that's armstrongsallnatural.com. All right, guys, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. We're your guide to being a perfect gentleman in an imperfect age. This is your source for discovering the gentleman within you. Listen in as we share with you tips to becoming well-groomed, well-mannered, and well-trained in the lost art of virility. Let's take the journey together with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Zen of Gentlemen podcast. I'm your host, Dan, along with my compatriot, Chris.
I thought, what do we do to always faithful co-host? What was that? What did we do the week before?
I don't know. Neither of us are co-hosts. I mean,
we're hosts the show, yeah. Okay. Well, that's co-hosting if we do it together, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm faithful companion or something. I think you said faithful companion. All right, anyway. Hi, everybody. This is Chris, and obviously Dan already told you. We're here with you each and every Sunday. This is the morning time that we're recording this. So,
yeah.
Good morning, good day, wherever you may be. One thing we want to mention real quick before we get going is that the fact that if you didn't listen to last week's show, or if you're not really paying attention to what we post on Facebook, or my personal Instagram page, we've been sponsored, and we have two brand new sponsors, one out of Brooklyn, New York, called Armstrong's All Natural. And you'll hear the commercials before the start of this show, too.
I'm really excited about the Armstrong's All Natural.
It's a really great company. Like, I did a lot of research on them before I got in contact with them. It's a really great thing. Even their packaging is, recyclable. I just think that's awesome. Like, it came in a tube.
They sent us a product to try out. And I'm really excited to try it because I wear boots a lot.
Yeah.
Every day, almost.
Well, I wear boots, too, but I pump, bad icky stuff for a living, so it doesn't really matter how high of a shine they have on.
And they sent the all-natural Brooklyn leather care kit, and I can't wait to try this out.
It's going to be good stuff, man. Let me know what you think. And
next time we're recording, I'm definitely going to be talking about
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
And like I said, so Armstrong's All Natural is another one of our new sponsors, and hopefully we keep on them for a while. As you heard in the beginning, of the very beginning of the show, we're sponsored by a beard oil company, beard company called Beastly Beard Care, and they're located in Chicago. Really great stuff. They got some great things on the horizon that I can't really talk about right now. So, but they're going to be sending us their care package here soon. So we're going to be obviously telling you all great about that stuff. I'm losing my words today, man. I'm driving too
fast. It's early.
I'm driving too fast. It's Sunday. Okay.
He's off the gas.
He's off the gas, man.
Please, for my nose sake.
All right, so what we're going to do on this week's show is we're going to give you some style tips, your do's and don'ts, basically. We haven't run really a style episode yet. We can probably stretch a style episode into many episodes.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of style episodes because it's just such a large topic.
It is there's also so many different areas that you could just focus on suits. You could just focus on,
Well, there's so many different styles of fashion.
Exactly.
And I'm a firm advocate of owning whatever your style is. I think that'll be my first style tip is whatever your sense of fashion is, own it. Like a year ago, my sense of fashion was jeans and a shirt with no sleeves.
You're wearing that now.
I know, but I worked a 14-hour shift yesterday.
I'm not dogging you. I'm just letting you know.
There are times I do dress nice.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it.
But there's times when I'm too lazy to, and I'll be honest.
There's nothing wrong with being lazy about it either. Mm-hmm. I mean, not being lazy about how you dress when you go out, but like not doing it all the time, mm-hmm. you know?
So my tip would be whatever it is, own it. If it's you want to look like a metal or a punk head,
dress,
do it.
Dress accordingly. You know?
If you want to dress nice, do it. If you want to dress like a slob, dress like a slob. Just own it.
Be in there in the moment. But if you're going to do it. I mean, do that part of it all the way. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you mind if I
go ahead?
Okay. So over the last week, my son and I went on vacation, and I did something that I
saw the picture,
dude. Yeah. You know where I'm going with this.
I know.
Okay. So I did something I always wanted to do, and being a gentleman, you know, you should have more than one, but I don't. I just got my first.
Oh, that was your first one?
My first one. It was my first time, man. I'm a virgin when it comes to that point. Somebody broke my cherry, basically. So
looked like an old guy in the picture.
What's that?
Looked like it was an old guy in the picture.
It was an older gentleman. He was probably in his 40s. But the guy that actually got me all fitted and stuff was a big, big African-American guy. Super cool, though. Oh, yeah. Super fucking cool. Anyway, I bought my first suit, and I was I felt kind of weird because I really isn't sure how to, you know, just go in there and what to do. And I knew how much I wanted to spend. And I didn't know how much I didn't want to spend, you know. So, obviously, when you go in there, they're going to try to put on the most expensive stuff for you. Mm-hmm. And most guys, like, are, you know, the most people, when you go in there, if you tell them what you're looking to spend, they'll get you in that ballpark, you know. So, I told them I wanted to spend about $400, and I got there. So, and I got a complete suit. I got shirt, tie, shoes. I bought the belt. I bought the belt and then coat and pants, and I got it all tailored.
That is...
Alterations are where you got. You can't just walk in and get a suit and take it off the rack. It just doesn't work that way.
An alteration can make a $200 suit look like an $800
suit. Exactly. If you got a good tailor, you know, Ethan and I went to Orlando for a vacation.
Oh, there's plenty of good tailors.
So we went to basically the men's warehouse at the Mall Millennia, which is a huge mall down in that area. I wouldn't say it's huge, but it's got like stores in it like you would find like in, you know, Fifth Avenue in New York City. I mean, it's all the high end stuff, you know. So a couple things about a suit that I didn't know. Well, I kind of knew a little bit, but not the whole thing, where socks always match the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't really know. I figured, black socks would always go with any suit, but no, you have to find socks that, you know, fit the color of your suit. So I was not shocked. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, that kind of makes sense. And then the belt and shoes always match. But like, here's the thing. People do that. They'll match color, but they won't match texture. Mm-hmm. So you'll have shiny shoes, but you won't have a shiny belt. Mm-hmm. So you'll have basically a, you know, matte finish. Mm-hmm. Or is that what they call matte finish? Okay. So you'll have those together. It's supposed to match shiny belt, shiny shoes, that sort of stuff. I made this mistake, and he's like, the guy just looked at me, goes, "No, I can tell this is your first time." And I was like, oh, okay. Never button the bottom button on your suit coat. Mm-hmm. Always the top.
When you sit down, always unbutton your...
Close it when you're going to shake somebody's hand. Mm-hmm. Like if you get up, if you're at a job interview and you stand up, button it, shake their hand, unbutton it, let them know, like, all right, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sort of thing. Let me see. Three-piece is still in the 1990s. It's okay to wear, but always have a two-piece suit in your closet. So if you're a man with multiple suits and you're not sure which one to wear, your dead center always has got to be your two-button suit. I didn't get a vest. I wanted to, but it was just like, all right, I'm kind of beating a dead horse here. That'd be something else I had to alter because the vest was like really wide and right in the belly, but I got big shoulders.
Yeah, see, that's the problem I get is I have a very large neck.
Yeah, so do I. My shirt that I bought was like a 19 and a half or 20 or something.
Yeah, mine's an 18 and a half in the neck. Yeah. And when I wear an 18 and a half shirt, I'm swimming in it.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. The dress shirt that I bought is way past my waist. I mean, we're talking almost to my knees.
Oof.
So I'm like, dude, is this for? He's like, yeah, it's supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to get that, like, it's meant to be tucked in. It's not meant to be hanging out all the time. So they make it long. So like, even if you were to bend down, it's not gonna pop out the back of your pop out the back of your suit.
Yeah.
Another thing was this one that I had no idea about, is when you go to buy a tie, say if you like, you get a tie with like a set and it comes with a pocket square.
Mm-hmm.
Never use that pocket square with that tie.
Yeah, you never match your pocket square to your suit.
Never. I mean, it's not even to the suit. Never match it to the tie.
Yeah.
You let the pocket square go ahead and go with the color of the suit, but never match that tie.
Yep.
And when it comes to ties, crazy ties aren't cool. Unless you're going to like a theme party or like they welcome crazy ties at your job, never go with a weird tie. Bold is always better.
Yep.
Bold and solid. So, you know, your blacks, your straight blues, your reds, maybe a yellow, depending on the suit. If you got like a brown suit, maybe.
I like pairing a pinstripe suit with a gold tie.
That does look classy. You know, maybe the blue pinstripe with white shirt, yellow tie, something like that. But bold and solid is always better. And as we said, never take your pocket square and that tie together. Always kind of flip-flop them with something else. Find another tie that goes with that pocket square, or just buy a pocket square separately. You know, people just, you know, a lot of places just sell ties. All right. So do you have anything else to add for the suit thing? That's all I got for the suit thing.
I could be talking for days about suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's, one more thing I did want to mention is the importance of having a good tailor when it comes to suits. And I think we kind of just brushed on that real quick. Now, when I went to go buy my suit, I put on a suit and I had pants. They came with pants, obviously, because when you go to buy a suit, it doesn't come. Your suit basically is your suit pants and your suit coat. Everything else is extra. So when I went there, I tried on the coat, and the guy goes, let me get my tailor here. And all of a sudden, I got this guy measuring, pulling stuff in, clamping stuff together. And then I went from this suit looking basically looked like I was wearing a door. That's how I broke. I got really broad shoulders. So I basically looked like I was wearing a door frame. And all of a sudden, he starts pinning all this stuff and, you know, putting clamps on, and then he goes, well, how does that look? And I'm like, oh, okay.
He goes, well, I see why I'm spending $400.
Well, the alterations were only like $60, which wasn't too bad. But I'm like, wow, like everything fits. I never had anything fit this well before in my entire life. So it's definitely worth the time and money to take to get things altered. And you can translate that not only into you know, your suit, but like, you know, everyday stuff, you know, like if you need pants, you know, just regular dress shirts that are more like business casual sort of things. There's nothing wrong with having a tailor.
Oh, gods, no.
I think that's, people think of that as like, oh, you're being, you know, upsy. No. I actually, you know, I want things to fit. I don't want to look like a box or I'm wearing a, you know, garbage bag.
And touching on the fitting, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is there are different styles of dress jackets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jackets.
The three predominant ones are the American cut, the English cut, and the Italian cut.
See, I didn't know about the English one. I knew about the American and Italian, but I didn't know about the English. That's a good tip.
I forget all the subtle things that go into it. If I remember correctly, the American has very little padding with one cut in the back.
That's true. I think the English has some kind of either...
The English has two, that's for horseback riding.
That's right. So that goes over... Okay.
And
I knew there was something with the English. I thought it was, I was mixing the Italian and the English one together.
The Italian has no cuts.
Okay.
And they have a heavy amount of padding in the shoulders.
That's right. They got almost like a football player. Sort
of. It really creates that large.
That large, yeah.
Personally, I am a fan of the Italian cut.
I kind of like the English cut just because, like, I like how those two cuts represent the horseback thing. Like, I just think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, I mean, it's supposed to go over the saddle, like it's almost like two big, you know, flaps on the back that kind of go over that. So I just think that's kind of cool. You know, I like riding horses, so
I've never ridden a horse.
Are you serious?
I've ridden an elephant.
That's even better. But no. Like where my girlfriend lives, like they have horses on the field there. Where I haven't ridden those yet, but they're beautiful horses out there. We saw them chasing the goats the other day. Like this little, I don't know, little teenager horse, I guess, probably the best way to say it. And they got goats out there in the same farm. They're just chasing this damn goats all over the place. They had to hide in the trees. Like, they literally jumped into the trees and, like, just went off. It was the greatest day ever. I'm, like, I'm walking with her up the road because I couldn't bring my truck down there. And you just, thing just running full sprint at these goats. And they're just going, these goats are just going nuts. And by, like, the fourth or fifth time, they're, like, up in the trees. They're just like, uh-uh, not me. You know, it was just the best. Sure, I lost what I was going to say. Okay, so anyway, also you never ridden a horse. There's a place in Citrus Park. Has Courtney ever ridden a horse?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a place that for like $100, you can go and they tell you, I can't remember the damn name. It's in Citrus Park. It's literally right by the Big Cat Rescue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. That you can go for, like, I think it's like $90 or $100 that you can tell what kind of skill level you are and mm-hmm. like how much you weigh and whatnot. And they'll pick out a horse for you. I mean, they have Clydesdales and stuff. Mm. So, like, if you want to ride a Clydesdale, you can ride one. I mean, it's a big.
I'm sure that's what I'd probably.
Oh, yeah. Big mammoth motherfucker. I mean, it's just nuts. So, literally last time I did it, I mean, this, I thought it was a mammoth at first. Like, it was a hairy. It was just like, is that a mammoth? Like no. I was looking at me like I was weird. But you can go there, and you can ride a horse for, like, 2 hours. And they take them on trails and stuff. You can go through water. It's actually really cool. Mm. And if you've ridden a horse before, they have, like, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And the advanced one, like, they have a, like, 400 or 500 yards where you can take the horse just on a full sprint. Like, I mean, you're hauling, like, you know, 30 miles an hour on this thing. Or you can have an intermediate where you still have to stand up to ride the horse, but it's not like a full sprint. I mean, it's like the next step below that, mm-hmm. you know, whatever the case may be. But it's a really cool experience. And for $100, you know, I can spend a couple hours there and go have lunch with my lady. It's a, you know, weekend, basically. Yeah. You know, that's a good time. Thinking about taking her to do that soon when her mm-hmm. neck. She's got some problems with her neck, so I don't want to screw it up just yet. Maybe when her neck gets all better, yeah. Then she'll be like, "Oh my god, I can't even." Okay, so why did you do this to me? A couple of things. Moving on from suits, just some other styling tips that guys should know. And if you're doing any of these, I get it. Okay, I did a couple of these myself. You don't have to keep doing them, but just kind of maybe scale it back. Don't just do it all at once. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard. And it's like, oh, my whole wardrobe's like that. I'm like, well, okay. So avoid shirts with big, bold logos. And I'm not talking about like what you're wearing, Danny. That's different.
But I'm wearing a band shirt for those keeping score at home.
Like the big, gaudy ones and like that start from like the shoulder and go all the way down to the shirt.
Giant Ralph Lauren.
Like giant like polo guy or giant like, I don't know, I want to be that guy, but like those giant Affliction t-shirts or those giant rap video or those rap guy shirts that they have. Like where it literally starts like almost if you were looking at your shoulder, like where the mm-hmm. joint meets and then it starts all the way across to the other joint and then goes all the way down. Through the middle of your chest, all the way down to your, you know, where the shirt ends, basically.
Yeah.
Like, that's the male version of wearing, like, 16 earrings in one ear or something like that, you know, where you have, like, it's just gaudy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not simple. I don't know how many times we have to say this, but simple is always the best key. Mm-hmm. Simplicity. You know, Dan and I both are, I like to say heavy metal enthusiasts. Would that be the best?
We're metalheads.
Yeah, we're metalheads. I mean, we did that for a long time, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, we still listen to metal all the time anyway. But our band tee, I never liked the big logos like on there where it was just like something huge. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind just wearing a shirt that just says Pantera on it. It's simple. It's to the point. Everybody knows what I listen to.
And it's Pan-freaking-tera.
Exactly. Or like, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I was really big in Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, no.
Like not now. Like, mm-hmm. when their first one or two albums came out, they were really...
Oh, yeah. Their first two albums. Were amazing. Sounding the Seventh Horn and...
The Seventh Trumpet.
Yeah, the Seventh Trumpet.
And then Waking the Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great album. Great. And before, like, he had some problems with his voice, and I think that's probably what did it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he blew out his voice, and that was why it changed.
But, like, if you ever listen to those albums, I mean, you'll know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Singing those songs, you know, 300 days a year, like, I mean, you're going to throw some stuff out, especially being a 20-year-old kid, you know? You're an exception, okay?
I took very good care of my instrument.
You think you're also probably more mature than those guys are. So, big, bold logos, don't do that. Anything real shiny, like if you see like those black shirts that have like gold all over them, or like the print is like a really flashy kind of off gold color.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from those. Yeah. That's just pointless.
If it's gaudy.
Ugh, God, I can't believe you see them all the time, mm-hmm. especially around here where we live. Second thing, and this is a big one too. I see a lot of guys doing this, and I'm not going to point out any certain ethnic background, but it's more prone in certain ethnic backgrounds. White guys do it too. I just see it more in different areas. Mm-hmm. But multiple rings on the same hand.
See, I do that.
But look, but also too, you have silver too. Okay. There's a difference with that. Now, if you're wearing, like, I'm not saying, but you're not wearing 5 rings on one hand, are you? Okay. Most I've ever seen you when Danny's maybe wearing 2 on the same hand.
2 on each hand. Yeah.
2 on each hand. Like, that's
2 on my right, 1 on my left with a ring.
But I'm talking about talking about the guys who wear 5,
mm-hmm.
you know, have 4 and 4. Like, you're wearing maybe a total of 4 rings if you're lucky. And those are mm-hmm. like, your skull ring or your Thor rings and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Okay, that's a different story. These are religious emblems to us, basically. Mm-hmm. So, but these guys are just wearing gold because they think it looks flashy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, quit it. Just quit it.
And match your jewelry. Please match your jewelry, no matter what you're dressing like, what you're wearing. Match your jewelry.
Oh, my God.
That is one of my biggest pet peeves, is when you're wearing all silver and gold mix-matched. Please don't.
Just, you just want to go up to them, and like, I don't know about you, but like with me, I just want to, like, are you serious? Like, I just want to hold up a sign, like, right in front of them. Are you serious? So I don't get in trouble for saying it out loud. You know? People, cops will come. Like, what is that sign? Like, I don't know.
I found it on the ground. I heard there were some protesters here earlier.
Some Trump protesters. We're not going to do an episode about it. We might do a politics episode before. I'm thinking about it. I was writing down some show ideas.
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
I think it would be fun to get some. I think that's going to be one where we need to bring another guy in here. Like, maybe, you know, your buddy Josh, or
maybe, yeah,
yeah, but he's a war veteran. You know, I think I'd be happy to hear what he would have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, something that we both live by. Just because I might not agree with you doesn't mean I don't respect you. Mm-hmm. You know? So I would really like to hear his.
That's really a gentlemanly tip.
I think so. Just because you don't like what somebody has to say doesn't mean you don't have to respect them. Respect them that they have enough balls to say how they feel and stick by it. That's what you should be respecting. You don't, just because you don't agree with them doesn't mean you have to hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can leave them alone and, you know, be okay with your opinion. Just, mm-hmm. just realize that other people have other stuff going on. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Dan. I know that you don't like this because we've talked about it, you know, privately. Don't wear your sunglasses inside.
Yes. Unless you obviously have a medical condition.
Yeah, I mean, if you just had your eyes done or something like that, I mean, I get it. I mean, if you're getting that glaucoma test, you know, when you mm-hmm. go for get your eyeballs taken care of, don't wear your sunglasses inside. It's not even that hard. I mean, like, here's the down. Like, it's not hard. It's not hard to do. Like, it's a 1-2-step motion. Walk in, doors open, 3. Oh, okay, glasses are off. Well, I can see. Great. Everything's mm-hmm. okay. The glare's gone. I mean, you're not wearing an eye patch. You're not a fucking pirate. So... Did you hear why they wear eye patches? I found this out the other day. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, they did it because...
They had both eyes, and when they'd go underneath of a ship deck where it would be dark, they'd switch the patch so that the eye that was used to the sunlight...
Wasn't getting blinded.
And they were used to the dark. Their other eye was used to the dark.
So they could go down there and... They're basically done to save time.
Yep.
Because it takes time. Because you stop when you get from different rooms like that. I thought that was just... I read that. I'm like, holy crap. Like, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome to me. I don't have to make fun of people wearing eye patches anymore. So, what are you, a pirate? What's going on? I think we talked about the ones I wanted to talk about here. It's not a big deal to have other stuff tailored, like not just your suit. Like, if you have pants that you want to wear that look good on you. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. It's not baggy jeans. Like, there's a difference between wearing jeans that, you know, are loose fit, and then there's baggy jeans that look like... They should be sails or something, you know?
Like JNCO jeans.
Oh, man. I am not going to lie. I did own a couple pairs of those, but I'm also a little older than you are. So.
I owned quite a few pairs, and I would still own pairs if I could.
You seriously?
Yeah. Well, they were great jeans. Tree trunk legs.
You do. You have I'm not, no homo, but like, you have big thighs.
Yeah. For those keeping score at home, my waist size is a 36.
Mine's 36, 38, depending on the jeans.
For me to get jeans that can fit around my butt and my thighs, I have to get a 38 relaxed fit.
No shit.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And it's usually still then a little...
See, I got big thighs too, so I'll have to get a size... Like, my waist will be at a 36, but like, the legs won't. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So like, I have to get up a size.
It's a lifting problem.
Yeah, exactly. It happens when you do squats and deadlifts your whole damn life. But like I said, there's nothing wrong with getting those pants tailored. It's not a weird thing. I think maybe because it might be weird that you've never done it before. Like, that's mm-hmm. what the weird part is. Once you get over that, like, my ex-wife, her brother, used to get everything dry cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I used to make fun of him for it. I'm like, dude, like, he would get his underwear dry cleaned. I mean, I'm like, Corey, you're spending, you know, 30, 40 bucks a week, you know, just getting your clothes dry cleaned. He goes, yeah, but you see me buying new clothes? You put yours through the wash all the time. How much you got to, you know, it shrinks, all this other stuff. Like, you see me buying new clothes? No? Okay. Like, how much if we didn't have a washer and dryer, I know I didn't used to have one, and I had to go to the laundromat to do all my clothes every week. That was like $25 just to do a wash. You know, he's like, all right, so I spend $10 more Now, I don't have to worry about it getting shrunk. I have to get professionally cleaned, steamed, and ironed, ready to rock. Okay.
When you do dry clean your suit, do not put a suit through the washer.
Why would I put it through the washer? That's why you go get it dry cleaned.
You'd be surprised.
Who did that?
An average dress shirt is okay to put through a washer.
No, I'd rather just... If it's a higher-end one... Yeah.
That you do associate as part... Like my shirt that I wear with my suit,
yeah.
I dry clean.
Yeah, that like I bought the whole kit, so like yeah. It's all in there. It's all associated with that. I won't use it for anything else.
So that needs to be dry cleaned.
Have you heard of people doing that before?
Yes.
We should kick them in their head.
Yep. Hit them with a stunner.
It was 316 not too long ago.
And today, as we're recording this episode, is WrestleMania.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll bring back Stone Cold? Oh, we're going to talk about wrestling. We can't do it. Like we could do a whole podcast about wrestling. You know that, right?
We could do a whole episode about Stone Cold.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. We should do a whole
episode. A Stone Cold podcast.
Oh, my God. We could so do that. You know that, right?
That's a joke because he has a...
He has his own podcast, and it's amazing.
He has one through the WWE Network that is actually called the Stone Cold Podcast.
Yeah, you ever listen to it?
Yeah, he had Mick Foley on it this week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't listened to it in a couple weeks. Oh, my gosh. I've listened to plenty of episodes of podcasts with Mick Foley on them, and he's a great interview.
Incredible.
He was on Mark Maron's podcast a couple times. He did Chris Hardwick's The Nerdist.
I got to find that one.
Which one?
The Mick Foley on The Nerdist?
Oh, it was great. It was great. And he doesn't really do stand-up. It's basically almost like a spoken word tour when he does a new book and stuff. He writes, he's had like 8 books.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he wrote, like, most of his books is being on planes, like getting ready to go to matches and stuff. He's a super cool guy. You know, I've seen so many interviews. I was Mankind and, like, that was Cactus Jack, like, one of my favorite wrestlers. So, like, Dude Love. I remember watching that episode when I was a kid on Monday Night Raw when that came out. And I was like, hey, Stevie, what's going on? And he just comes out and he's got that tie-dye thing. I was like.
April 1st was actually his 20-year anniversary of his debut.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I was going to post something for April 1st and be like, I'm shaving this beard off. I've had it. I'm done.
There is one April Fool's prank that I am so glad happened.
What's that? Did you see the Netflix thing?
I saw that
one.
No, this one was pulled by Canada.
Uh-oh. I didn't see this.
They released the military records of James Howlett, who is better known as Logan, who is better known as Wolverine.
Green. Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Oh, my God. I didn't even hear that. I didn't even hear that story.
Yep.
James Howlett, who is Logan, who is Wolverine.
Thank you, Canada.
See, this is what, and he's, did you see who's running for prime minister?
No.
He's like, he looks like he should be on the cover of GQ. I don't know, his name's Jimmy something or James, but like, you just see him like make a speech and then it's almost like he's the Dan Blitzerian without a beard of Canada. Like, that's how he rolls. Like, I mean, I was watching something on Facebook about it. Everybody's just like, who the hell is this guy? He came out of nowhere. Right, we're getting off the style thing, but style's not really a huge. You know, we could probably go on for hours, but
on suits alone,
and just, you know, things we see are just like, are you serious?
I think one thing that's important with style, kind of coming back to topic a little bit,
a little segue, right?
Is don't feel pigeonholed into one fashion sense, because like me, I do dress nice, but I also do a lot of manual labor.
Yeah, so do I.
Obviously, yeah. I'm not going to dress nice when I'm working in my wood shop.
I wouldn't expect that. I think I know what you're trying to say. Like, you don't have, just because like we're talking about dressing nice and being a gentleman, doesn't mean the guys who, where do you think that money comes from? You know, not everybody's an investment banker. Not everybody works in an office. Not everybody has a computer, you know, with them for work every single day. I don't. I mean, our cell phones can be classified as computers, but.
More powerful than what they sent to the moon.
Exactly. And way more, in, you know, a 32nd of the size. Like, it's nothing wrong with having a job where it's a blue-collar thing, but when you go home, you can dress like you don't have those things. Just go home, go and work hard. There's nothing wrong with working with your hands either. I think a lot of people have that misconception.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very, very big advocates on you know, obviously working with your hands and doing manual labor, because people forget, like, you can still do that and make a living and have a family and have mm-hmm. a happy family. I mean, money doesn't buy everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, people say, oh, it buys jet skis, but like, I've never seen anybody frowning on a jet ski. No, you haven't. But
there was a recent episode of the Art of Manliness podcast that was great, and it was tips to living a rich life.
Yeah, not rich in with
and
money.
None of them had to do with monetary gain.
Oh my god, I would kill like to have one of those guys on this show. Like, just like even over the phone. Like, I wonder what that takes. Like, can you just like, do my podcast for like 15 minutes? Yeah. Like I don't even care. And just we'll talk about dude stuff. I don't care. That was I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you about it privately. Okay. I'm working on something else.
Ooh.
You know how you are with you know how you get with projects? Well, guess what? Yeah. So do I. My girlfriend complains about it all the time. She goes, if you just put all your effort into one thing. Like, no, I spent all my time.
I saw a great picture, and it sums, I feel, both of us up. It's Dory from Finding Nemo. Oh, my plate is so full, I can't possibly handle anything else. Ooh, look, a project.
Like, why can't I? You know? Like, I don't like when people tell me I can't do something. Yeah. I'm going to go do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about it. I've been researching it. It's more off. I'll tell you about it when we get off the air. But I'm not going to announce it to everybody just yet. But I'm thinking about
stay
doing.
Stay tuned for more.
Give me a couple weeks, maybe a few months until I get it down. I'm going to try to do most of it on my own. But it's going to be something a little bit different.
Cool.
Not, I don't know how to explain this. It's going to be something that's kind of manly, but kind of not. In a way, I'll explain. You'll know what I'm talking about. I think we talked about it a little bit before, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. This is just our style episode. Make sure you join us next week. We're going to be talking about the all powerful and the almighty Danny
Beard Life Beard Culture.
Tips to take care of your beard if you're thinking about starting one and you're just like, I don't know what to do.
It can be daunting.
Exactly. It can be really kind of an overbearing process. And you wouldn't think just growing hair on your face mm-hmm. is that big of a deal, but it is. Okay. It's not like you got to think about it this way. You've been shampooing and conditioning the hair on your head since you were a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're just growing a beard. You think it's going to come in like your, you know, like the hair on your head. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of time, a lot of patience. So we're going to be talking more about that. Also too, real quick before we go, we do want to mention one other sponsor, and that's Royal Blood Designs. They've been amazing to us. They've done all of our design work. You can go ahead and find them on Facebook at facebook.com/Royal Blood Designs. They have, I think he was running a special for this week. I'm not sure if it's still going on, but just go ahead. When you find him, tell him that the Zen of Gentleman sent you down there, and he'll hook you up completely. He does a really amazing work, CD covers, all kinds
Beautiful.
Of stuff. So anyway, we're going to get going. Danny, you got anything to close out with?
Yeah, well, I got a quote.
Oh,
to close with.
We got a quote.
As usual.
Of course.
This one comes from Mr. Cary Grant.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Classy.
All it takes are a few simple outfits. And there's one secret. The simpler, the better.
Oh, that's a perfect one, man. Yeah. Nice work, dude.
We talked on that one.
Yes, we did. And Cary Grant, you got to throw that.
Yeah.
The man of men, right?
Yeah. For any of our younger listeners, look up Cary
Grant. Look up Cary Grant. He was
anything you can learn from him.
Oh, my God. What a dude. Like, no homo.
What a man.
What a man, exactly. No homo, obviously, but dude, right?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I think if like somebody were to ask me if you were going to have sex with one man, if you were gay, white man, past or present, would you like to have sex with? And present would probably be John Stamos. And two would be, in the past would probably be Cary Grant. Is that weird to say?
No.
Okay, well, I'm not gay, like so, right? But
I mean, if you subscribe to Freudian philosophy, everyone's a little gay.
Everybody is, okay, but Cary Grant was the man of men. I mean, he was the dude. And then obviously John Stamos for obvious reasons. So I can't believe I just said that. I didn't want to go
and
down.
We lost like 10 likes.
Yeah, we lost. We're going to get all kinds of weird mail on our thing. Right? I'd be happy just anybody messages regardless.
Just as a note, I would like to say we're trying some new things a little bit. We've been getting a little bit of feedback. So
we're getting enough shows and we're starting to get more feedback when people are actually listening to the show. And I think that's great.
I love hearing feedback.
Regardless of what it is.
Except for audio feedback.
Yeah, very true.
So if you guys keep up, it'll help us make a better product, which is ultimately what we want.
There's nobody
to deliver.
I'm starting to learn this a little bit more. Is nobody is successful without advisors. I guess that's probably the best way to say it. Nobody got to be where they were. I mean, anybody successful business person never got to be who they are without people helping them out along the way. Mm-hmm. And that's what we like for you to do. We want to make sure our product is, I wouldn't say polished, but glossy and the best product that we can give you. And sometimes we might not see something that you guys might see. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to tell us.
Or someone, a listener, might have an idea.
Exactly. Or a tip for you want us to want to, a tip for us that you want to see done on the show. Mm-hmm. Anything like that. Feel free to message us. You can find us on Facebook. I also have an Instagram page. If you look me up, it's called ZenGent Chris. That's ZenGent Chris, you know, spelled with a C. You can look me up, follow me, and we can, you know, shoot messages back and forth on there. Like I said, go. We're going to get off here real quick, but make sure you go check out our sponsors, Beastly Beard Care and Armstrong's All Natural. Both of them are on Facebook, both of them on Instagram, and they both have websites. So go check them out, and we'll see you guys next week. Danny, anything else?
Take care.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Peace.